Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, police reveal they failed to intercept a car a day before it was in a fatal crash. A Labor MP calls for more forgiveness in politics. And in sport, former Wallabies playmaker Carter Gordon, now in training with the Gold Coast Titans. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Police in Melbourne had tried and failed to intercept a stolen car on Monday that hit and killed another driver one day later. Victoria's Major Collision Unit is appealing to the public for help to identify four young males who allegedly fled the fatal crash in Burwood on Tuesday night. Two 15-year-old girls who were in the stolen black Jeep Cherokee are under police guard. Detective Senior Sergeant Christian Von Tunk says the Major Collision Unit is looking for CCTV and dash cam footage of the incident. He says police tried unsuccessfully to intercept the car on Monday, which was stolen last week and has been linked to two armed robberies.
Fatal collisions, when they occur, are totally frustrating for us, totally preventable. And this is another totally preventable collision, absolutely. High speeds involved, I've seen the footage. High speed, stolen vehicle, driving erratically. For us, the loss of a life is you know, one of the things that's not lost on us, and that's the thing we take to heart. We're reaching out to the family of the deceased.
Labor MP Peter Khalil has called for more forgiveness in politics, saying he'd welcome back an outspoken senator who flouted party rules to side with the Greens over Gaza. Mr Khalil is under pressure from the Greens in his Melbourne-based seat of Wills to take stronger action against Israel and cross the floor as Fatima Payman did in the Senate. The Greens are mulling whether to move another pro-Palestinian motion in the Senate to continue applying pressure and force the government's hand. Mr Khalil says he would welcome back Senator Payman, but he says passing motions in the Senate has no impact on the ground in Gaza.
This all is political game playing. What's really important is the fact that we have voted for a ceasefire, that we're taking the international diplomatic efforts to end this conflict, trying to bring the parties to a ceasefire, that we're increasing humanitarian aid, that we're working with the international community to transition to a Palestinian state and an Israeli state living side by side. That's hard work. It's real diplomatic work. The international community is involved and Australians involved. That's what makes a difference, not motions in the Senate.
Australian online bookseller Booktopia has entered voluntary administration after failing to secure additional funding to sustain it. An urgent assessment of the company's loss-making operations is underway, while options of a sale or recapitalisation are explored. Booktopia suffered a $16.7 million loss for the 6 months to the 31st of December, compared to $3.9 million loss a year ago. The Prime Minister of Jamaica says the arrival of record-breaking Hurricane Beryl in the Caribbean shows how climate change unequally impacts smaller nations. The unusually early hurricane, whose rapid strengthening scientists have said was likely fueled by human-caused climate change, is expected to be a Category 4 storm when it passes near Jamaica. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has urged global action on climate change.
It highlights the growing impact of climate change on global weather patterns, particularly on small island developing states like Jamaica. While our carbon emissions are minuscule, our region bears the brunt of the impacts of climate change. The hurricane further highlights the urgent need for global climate action and targeted support to enhance resilience against the escalating dangers of climate change.
Kingston resident Courtney Howell says the destruction wreaked by Hurricane Gilbert in 1988 is still a fresh memory.
Well, some of us get worried, some of us scared because from Gilbert, you know, we experienced Gilbert how much years ago. And if we have a next storm like this coming right now, well, this one is more, sound like more dangerous than the one before. And being at Category 4, well, that is a really bad storm.
In rugby, former Wallabies playmaker Carter Gordon has trained with the Gold Coast Titans for the first time after signing for the rest of the season. Titans coach Des Hasler has confirmed the 23-year-old is not in the top 30, but has signed an NRL deal allowing him to switch codes. Gordon has been released from his Wallabies contract for the remainder of 2024. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.